Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 9th, 2022. 10:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30 today, we're going to talk with our friends from the Historic Point Boss. We have President Tina Crummell, Don Matthews, and Mr. Mike Hittner joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, we're catching up with our friends at the United Way. We have CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johnson, with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
And Superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapid School District, along with being the 2022 chairman, I believe.
Campaign chair.
Craig Bourne with us. Craig, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for being here, guys. How's everybody doing this morning? Things going good?
Good.
Very well, yeah.
Very good to hear.
Friday.
It is a Friday, yes. That feels good already, let alone having you guys in and getting to celebrate and talk about the United Way. Terry, there's a billion places we could start. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I think the logical place to start is to introduce Craig as our campaign chair. Of course, he's very busy in his real job as the superintendent of schools. But one of the things that we ask our current board members or future board members is if there's an interest in maybe serving as the volunteer campaign chair and getting out and talking with folks about why they personally give or why someone should be involved, whether it be through, I mean, this year, time of the year, we're really focused on giving, honestly, but also through volunteering and advocating for the community. And so Craig volunteered to take on that role this year. And so, I'm guessing you probably have a whole bunch of really hard questions to ask him.
Yeah, I do. Craig, how would you solve the Middle East? No, Craig, one of the things that I've enjoyed getting to know you and talking with you on the air is your transparency, involving a very sensitive subject when it comes to our kids and our school system and all that, and I've appreciated it. I also notice I had no idea how big and busy the superintendent position is. I've learned a lot of that from you in your position. Terry, I think, hit it on the head. It is not just a 9-to-5 job. Like, that is a 24/7 job. You've got family. You've got a personal life, I hope, of some kind. Why take on something like this?
Well, that's a great question. So the United Way Board was one of the first organizations I became involved with when I got here to Rapids in 2017. And that's because of its far-reaching and broad impact, not only on our schools and programming in regards to kids, but also community-based programming. So one of the aspects that we had talked about in board development, doing a board retreat a couple of years ago, was why do you serve? What's the point? And frankly, on the front end, it was a little bit a selfish attitude saying, well, United Way has got their fingers in a lot of stuff in the community, so that'd be a great organization to get involved in. And then learning and knowing and understanding what that impact means here locally, over the course of a 5 or so year period is absolutely phenomenal. And then you get to work, of course, with Terry Johns as a result of that, who I you don't even have to go into any kind of detail.
Nope.
Knows absolutely everybody in Southwood County pretty much on a first name basis, and then also is a phenomenal human being to lead as the CEO of the United Way. But with that said, that's kind of the impact that I think is what I'm making my best attempt at imparting to individuals and entities as we're doing these campaign appearances, serving as the campaign chair for myself, because what I can't emphasize enough is the idea that yes, absolutely, we have programming in schools and kids that are benefited from United Way programming, but also the broad impact it has in the community is outstanding. Mm. And that is all centered on the fact that the vast majority of your donation is put to use right here in Southwood County or Adams County, depending upon what you choose and where that goes. So knowing that impact is pretty immediate and very direct is huge.
As always, appreciate the transparency and the honesty, because one of the reasons I ask is, so recently I had to make some life changes and cut back at certain things. I'm looking at my list of things to do, and I'm moving things. Okay, well, I have to work for a living, so I can't move that anywhere. I'm on board at the family center. I ain't changing that. That's staying in place. It's a lot of us that are on boards don't necessarily have the time to do it, and when we are approached to be on said board, may have thought, oh, I don't know if I have the time. When we show examples like this, Craig, you, I, the many other guests that we've had on Morning Magazine, it speaks to the importance to us and I think to the community of being on a board and serving. And whether that is with the United Way or any of the wonderful nonprofits and different organizations we have in our community, I encourage people to do that. I'm so thankful to Terry, and please don't tell her I said this because her ego doesn't need it, that I wasn't 100% about being on the board of the Family Center. I certainly love the Family Center. I back them, and I talk about them on the air very highly. But I didn't think I had the time, and I honestly didn't think I could. What good could I do? It's just me, you know? What do I know? What do I have to add? Terry really, I don't want to say convinced me, encouraged me to give this a shot, to go into it. And it's one of the best things I've ever done in my life, being on this board. It feels so good. And they ask so little of you. And every board is going to be different, but just as an example, I would be hard-pressed to find the words of what it is meant to be on the board. And I have a feeling that other people can say that about being on board. So we always want to encourage people to do that.
Absolutely.
When it comes to what you can do, not just with your position, but you as a person, what are you hoping to bring to this?
Well, I think it's the idea of this interconnectedness, a community feel, and that impact, of course, and that alludes to my opening commentary around why I get involved with the United Way. So that aspect of ensuring that we're doing all we can for the benefit of our broader community, but still on a micro enough scale that it's not like all of Wood County or, you know, a three-county area or even half of the state of Wisconsin, that it is focused pretty intensely on South Wood County and or Adams County, depending upon what your persuasion is.
Because you mentioned before the United Way, it's certainly a great organization to be a part of with the connections they have and that level of things. Was there anything else that really pulled you to want to be on here? Because many of us get asked to be on this board or that board, but this one, you choose to be on this one. Was there anything else that stood out about it? Or was that pretty much the sum of it, where you see all the different impact that they make on so many different levels of our society?
Yeah, it's that. And then also, well before my arrival, the kickoff for the United Way campaign is always the opening in service for school district personnel. So, and our school district has been engaged in this, of course, as no credit to me in that regard. We just picked up the torch and carried it when I came. But that is that our opening in service all staff day, which is typically one of the last days of August, you know, right before the school year begins, is the first kickoff campaign or fundraising meeting. And United Way comes in and talks with our staff, and that includes the campaign chair. And this year, unfortunately for our staff, they had to hear from me twice, right? My opening remarks as the superintendent, as well as the campaign chair for the United Way. But the point being is that knowing those details and understanding that our organization has contributed to the United Way and the benefits that our organization explicitly has reaped as a result of having are engaged in effective United Way in town, you know, kind of stands out. And so it was just kind of a natural sort of, well, hey, if you're looking for a board member, and I'm pretty sure it was probably at the administrative team meeting, which is usually just a week or so before the appearance at the all staff meeting, where I said, hey, you know, let me know and I'm happy to serve in that capacity. And of course, there's some, altruistic motivations behind it, because the idea of doing good in a general sense is something that is rewarding and motivating.
And that's really saying something, considering you already make such a huge impact on young lives in the community with your job, and wanted to even go above and beyond that and even more in depth in that and farther than that. I don't think anybody would begrudge you if, like, hey, my day job is quite a bit. I think I do quite a bit for the community right here. I'd agree with you on that. To go an extra step, it not only speaks to how much you believe in the United Way, how much many of us do, but just to you as a character, you as a man. I appreciate that, respect that. Terry, is that part of the reason you thought of Craig and reaching out to Craig about this?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, too, the transparency and the willingness to, you know, speak out, right? Like, when we have a volunteer campaign chair, it has to be somebody who's willing to say, hey, you know, will you give a dollar a week? Will you step up and give? And believe it or not, this is my 15th campaign. I literally, two times in that 15 years, actually, after somebody said, yeah, you know, I'll do this, then said, but you want me to ask people for money? I'm like, yeah, that's the gig. You know what I mean? Like, that's the job. But you know, it all works out. And so I think that, you know, Craig definitely has that connection, cares deeply about the community, and, you know, has a family here. That, mm-hmm. I think that's part of it too. You know, having kids in the schools and kids that are active in the community, and just, being immersed in and part of the community and wanting to make it better for friends and neighbors. And I think that that's, you know, really, really the strongest message that we can convey, whether that be staff or our board or volunteers or the campaign chair. And that's something you hit on a little bit earlier, is, you know, people giving of their time and service to organizations. And some organizations, the work that they do and the mission that they do is much more obvious than sometimes what United Way is. Because it's kind of it's the beauty of our organization, but sometimes it's also our worst enemy. Like, we do so many things.
I've been very curious about that.
You know, when we think about, we're in the strategy areas, education, financial stability, health, and safety net service. So we're in all of those different areas, and that's based on what the community tells us they, you know, that we need to be involved in. But sometimes that's a lot to get out in a 2-minute presentation, right, or even a 10-minute presentation. And so the more that we can get people involved, whether it be through leadership service, like to the board or on committees or volunteerism in general, the more I think that they can feel the connection or understand, you know, the whole 6 degrees of separation or whatever that might be. One of the most impactful presentations that I ever was at, it was still Consolidated Papers. So this was before I was a staff person, but was a volunteer for United Way. And it was very interesting because we were at a safety meeting, and one of the guys stood up, and the United Way director at the time said, you know, hey, does anybody have any questions? And this guy stands up, and he just said, well, I just have a comment. And he said, you know, I think it's important to do this because my son's best friend was only able to be in Boy Scouts because of United Way. So it wasn't even that his family benefited, but it was, you know, what it meant for his son to have his friend there, really, because United Way, you know, helped to pay his way to be part of it. Yeah. So I think that that's a really, for me, that's always just been a really strong, impactful, well, first of all, that this guy was willing to stand up and, you know, because sometimes in that environment, that's just not the norm. Yeah. But he's just like, hey, you know, here's why it's important to me, because I'm helping to take care of others. So I think that the more we can get people involved and see it on the front side, the better and the more fruitful the campaign is, because let's be real, that's what we're doing right now. Yeah. We're asking for donations. We do a lot of great work throughout the whole year, and we do some campaigning, honestly, throughout the whole year. But really, September and October are very laser-focused on, you know, if you've been a donor, will you continue, and will you continue at the same level or consider an increase? And if you've never been a donor, or you were a donor in the past and that lapsed for whatever reason, a new employer, you didn't have the ability to give, whatever it is, but really pushing the consideration of $1 a week. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day when we carried change, that was in the couch, right? Mm-hmm. $1 a week, or it was in the cup holder of your car, you know, or whatever, when change was a bigger thing. But I think it's easy enough for people to engage in that way. It's just that they just don't always think about it that way.
Yeah. You know, Terry, you have kids in school currently in the system around here. I have in the past. I know that we have some experience and we understand things on that level. Having somebody like Craig, who is on the other side of it, kind of seeing this like on a 24/7 almost basis, and Monday through Friday, all that, I imagine that that insight is also something that you look for, and it can be really beneficial to the United Way.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of great partnerships. So, and Craig alluded to that a little bit earlier, like there's a lot of, there's programs that directly, you know, tie to the schools, but then there's also just all the wraparound. You know, you think about a first grade teacher that has a student that's struggling. Well, they probably possibly could be receiving some services of United Way. You know, maybe it's a shelter issue. Maybe it's food. Maybe they're part of the Membership for All program at the YMCA, you know, that they get to have that opportunity as a result of United Way. So I think there's a lot of wraparound for families. And then the direct ones, you know, the kind of that you would correlate with school, you know, the stuff the bus, stuff the desk, the school supply drive and distribution. We have a reading mentor program when we're recruiting for mentors right now. Mm-hmm. And that's super exciting, and people are signing up like crazy. So it's really fun to be back. We're at 5 elementary schools, and the sign up is open. The way that you can access that is to visit our website at uwswac.org, and you can select from Humpke and Nakusa, Port Edwards Elementary, and then we are also at Washington, Grove, and Mead here in the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District. So that's a huge opportunity. And I'll tell you, at our high pre-COVID, we had 87 mentors covering, it was about at like 110 spots. So a lot of them do double duty, go in twice a week, or, you know, visit two classrooms back to back. And that was fabulous. And, you know, really thinking about how important literacy is, and how important those skills are, and to have another adult that you can trust that's going to support you through those, you know, through those struggles if you're having them. So, you know, really, really happy to be back on track with that mentor program as well.
You mentioned earlier, Terry, and we've talked about this before, that the United Way, it's not a coincidence that the causes that they put a lot of their time and effort and finances into are ones that you hear from the community are in need. It speaks to the importance of filling out these surveys, of giving feedback about issues in the community, so the United Way can put their resources to the places that are most needed. And it's not a, with all that being said, one of the bigger things that we talk about when we get together is literacy, is youth being able to, you know, have access to reading more, being read to more, the importance of that, which I can't speak to enough how highly I appreciate that, because similar to the United Way, literacy literally bleeds into everything in life. And the more prepped, the more confident a kid feels about reading or being read to or any of these things, just quite simply, the more better life they are going to have and more fulfilled life, they're going to be able to impact society more, have a little bit more of an edge on certain things, possibly. But maybe most importantly of all this, they're just going to be able to enjoy their life a little bit more. Like, reading is fun. Reading is important. It's vital. It's an important part of our day-to-day life, let alone schoolwork and all these other things. So it just is one example of what the United Way does. That's one thing, everybody, that we're talking about here among the many things. Before we dive into some other stuff, Terry, you brought something up that I've always wanted to ask you about, especially in your position, but it never really gets we have so much to talk about, I never get a real chance to. There are a lot of things the United Way does. I'm not talking necessarily finances, but, you know, promoting, talking about, how do you balance that out of like, gosh, we got this that we should be talking about and this that could really use to be talked about and that, oh, and I forgot about this. You guys do a lot. How do you balance that?
Well, I don't know that there's really a magic formula to it. And like probably most nonprofits, we also don't budget enough or spend enough or put enough emphasis on advertising, so to speak, you know, where we actually are getting messaging out. We try to be very balanced about that and frugal. So that's part of it. But I think as we identify audiences and what their passions are, what their commitments are to the community, you know, we try to gear it toward that a little bit. One of the areas, something that we rolled out with our campaign training this year, was impact projects. And so this is an opportunity for companies to engage in different kit building projects. So at our training, we did birthday kits. So it's a birthday cake, frosting, there's balloons, a birthday card, candles, that all goes in this bag. And then they go to the food pantries and to the family center and to different places where people receive food, because you don't really think about that, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you're donating, if you're picking up things for a food drive, very often people don't think about a birthday cake, but those birthdays are still happening, right? So some of those important things. So we have that. We have hygiene kits. We have some different kids kits. And so that's a good opportunity when a company signs on to do that, because we have Ben from our team who's talking about community impact that whole time, right? Mm-hmm. So if he has a captive audience of 40 people for an hour, it's not quiet, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's talk about, you know, way. So I think it's trying to tailor your audience. But otherwise, you know, it's the general education, financial stability, health. It's kind of sticking with those strategy areas and talking there first.
We have a couple of minutes left here. Where would you like to put some focus on the events you have going on? You mentioned Learning for Life. Reading Mentor Program is up and running. I encourage you to go to uswswac.org and sign up for that if you can. Certainly have your campaign in full blast right now. We could be talking about that. Day of Caring has been announced. You've got that coming up. And I did want to mention that Day of Caring is on October 22nd this year. So keep that in mind. Be sure to bookmark that.
Yes. And so if you are interested in volunteering for Day of Caring, so you could do this as an individual, you can do it as a group, you can do it as a family, any variety thereof. But we are taking, you can sign up now. And for those who have a collection of Day of Caring t-shirts, those are like first come, first serve. So you want to hop on and get registered. And we've had some school groups, a student council group already register. So we encourage you to do that. But probably more importantly on the front side, if you need your yard rate. If you do not have the ability to do that on your own or the finances to hire someone to do that, we would be happy to take that on, and you do need to register. And so you do that by calling 715-421-0390, or you can simply dial 211, and Amy or Lynn will take your information. If you have been a recipient in the past, you've received notice already in the mail, to get in touch with us, but it is open to anyone in the Southwood County area that has that need and does not have the ability to take care of that on their own. So that would be kind of the next big volunteer opportunity that we have, is to help us do that. Last year, about 500 volunteers came out and raked 80 yards, so that's pretty significant. And again, another interface with the schools. We had, I believe there were five different pretty major clubs or groups from Lincoln High School that that jumped on and helped with that. So that makes a big impact as well. So, and I think the other thing that I really want to touch on is I'll let Craig tell you about the sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that that kind of ties into what I've been thinking about as you guys are talking too, and that is that we absolutely as a community and area are experiencing increased need, right? And so that's a piece that the United Way is able to be a bit reactive to and adjust in terms of meeting other program needs or other community needs, but we can't do that unless there is some offset or backfill in terms of contributions as well. And frankly, Terry mentioned earlier, the buck a week is I think a dollar amount and quantity that most people in the community can afford regardless of circumstance, and even knowing now that times are tough for many more people than they were even just a couple of years ago. But even a buck a week is something that gets you entered into the possibility of winning this sweepstakes, which would put $1,000 in your pocket if your name was selected. And I have to emphasize, because in prior presentations, Terry always makes this clear, but I'll take the opportunity because, of course, I've got the microphone currently, would be to say, and for those listening, there's actually three separate microphones. I didn't wrestle it away from Terry, but that would have been entertaining.
I'm just grabbing popcorn to watch it.
I probably would have lost. But anyway, so the $1,000, five of them would be given away, five $1,000 prizes. Those are not part of donations. Those are sponsored by various companies. And so the fact that you are winning $1,000 does not impact the United Way the United Way's bottom line whatsoever. And we're very appreciative of those organizations and entities that put up the dollars to support the sweepstakes.
It's a really cool thing to be able to offer to people, and I couldn't agree with you more, Craig. It's one of those things where I hear from people all the time. They want to make an impact. They want to do some good in their community, but I got a really busy schedule, or finances are a little tight right now. And you talk to them and you explain to them, well, the dollar amount doesn't matter as much as just putting something in the pot, just showing where you stand. Let's be honest about this. To your point of what you were saying before, Craig, by the law of averages, some people that are benefiting from some of these programs are probably donating to the United Way. They're putting it's a circle kind of thing, and there's so many other people that are impacted by these programs that we couldn't even begin. If we started the show talking about them, by the time we're ending, we mainly got through like 25% of it. Like it impacts so many more people every year more than we realize, and it's a great way. It's for lack of a better way to put this, a one-stop shop of impacting your community. You put your $5, you put your $10 into the United Way, and it impacts all these different organizations. And as Terry likes to note, this is one of those things, too, where, I'm in Adams County. I want to affect Adams County. You can do that. You're in Wood County. You want to affect Wood County. You can be specific with these things, too. I think that is well designed.
And nowhere else can your dollar or five or 500 make an impact on so many organizations. And you're right. You can narrow it by geography. You can narrow it by strategy area and just say, hey, financial stability is really important to me. I think people should know how to budget and save and stay out of debt and get out of debt, that kind of thing. And so you can narrow that down. But also in the broad sense, if you're, here's my $25, here's my $52, I'm going to impact the campaign. The beauty of that is it goes with 2,500 other people's dollars. And that's how you get to be part of impacting 20,000 people.
Yeah, It's exciting. And there's so many other great things going on with the United Way. We've got a whole year to celebrate 80 years here with them. We're going to continue to do that. Encourage people to go to uwswac.org, not only to sign up for the Learning for Life Reading Mentorship or maybe Day of Caring, but also find out about how you can help the United Way celebrate their 80th anniversary. There's some really fun stuff on there.
Yeah, jump on that 80th birthday challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And again, thank you both for everything you're doing in the communities. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to talking again real soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
A big thank you to Terry John, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, and of course Craig Braun, Wisconsin Rapids Public School Superintendent and the 2022 campaign chairman.
Yes, that right? You got it.
I got it right that time. Second time, of course. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll have some more fun on Morning Magazine here at WFHR.